All right. Good morning, Sublette County. It's Sergeant Bingham with the Sheriff's Office, hosting the video update for April 27th, 2020 on the COVID-19 response. Today, a couple of our participants weren't able to make it, so we're a little shorter, but we'll still get you the information you need. I got Robin Carnes with Public Health with us, and Dr. Fitzsimmons very remotely called in with us. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it to Robin first with numbers.
Thanks, Travis. So sticking with Sublette County first, we still are at our one confirmed positive case that has recovered and then two probable cases that have also recovered. So we currently have zero people in state-ordered quarantine or self-isolation. Across the state, there's 370 cases across the state of Wyoming as of today, across 21 counties, and unfortunately our death count is at 7 for our whole state. But the good news is 342 of our confirmed positive patients have recovered, so we are starting to get there. Hopefully we don't spike too much more. And as of today, 42 tests have been completed at the state lab, and 27 have been completed at private labs across the country. Emily couldn't make it today, so I will talk about her, the clinic's numbers. The clinic is monitoring 7 people, and they have 6 tests pending at the current moment. And that's all that I have so far.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Travis.
With that, we'll turn it over to Dr. Fitzsimmons about the current state of things in Sublette County and the exemption process.
Hi, Travis. We're definitely working on the exemption process. We had a form out for applications, and we've received about a dozen or so of those. We've responded to them. I've responded to almost all of them. There's a couple I haven't responded to. And we have set up interviews so that we can go look at their shops and look at what they're going to do to keep us safer from the reemergence of the spread of COVID. And some of that's going to start today. There's going to be a lot of that tomorrow. Hopefully the plan still is to try to get a lot of these places open by Friday morning. I have some correspondence with the state health officer, told her what we were trying to do. She wasn't against that, but I think the state is still going to come out with some guidance for everybody. I think they want to, in general, kick this down to the county level wherever possible. It's possible the way they do that, though, will complicate what we're doing. God, I hope not. We've done a lot of work. I really want to get these places open on Monday. They all had very well thought out plans for safe operation. So that's where we stand with that. And that's really what is getting our attention this week. There's a lot of other issues that are starting to come in, such as the schools and summer camps and things like that, that we're just starting to work on. We don't know what that's going to look like. But even while we're doing these exceptions, we're thinking further down the road. The incident command at Sublette County is also looking if further down the road because we're all anxious to start getting back to as much as possible to business as usual and to think about this summer and tourism and a lot of things that we have to start thinking about now if we want this to operate fairly normally in June and July and August. So that's kind of where we're at, but there's a lot of movement and we're definitely seeing light at the end of the tunnel. I'm over here standing in a parking lot in Shoshone, which is in Fremont County. I heard from a good source, but kind of not something I can share with. That Fremont County sent off a lot of tests this weekend. That may or may not be true, but the point is Fremont County is still having quite a bit of problem with COVID-19 infections, and they're on our border. There are reasons why we want to still be deliberate and careful in opening things up. We're not done with this yet. It sure in Sublet County looks like we're on the downslide, and even in Wyoming, but there are places where that's not true. And Fremont County, right to our eastern border, is one of those places. So that's a big reason for us being not just willy-nilly and opening things up. So I'm going to ask people, and they've been very good about it, to stick with what we're doing and trust us that we're going the right direction. I think we are. I'm going to give that back to you, Travis. That's pretty much all I got to say, which I guess is more of a mouthful than I intended.
Thanks, Dr. Fitz. Robin, I think there might be a new update that came in after you talked. Do you want to speak to that?
Yes, I will, Travis. I misspoke when I talked about the clinic numbers. The clinic is actually only monitoring 5 people right now, and they have 4 tests pending at labs. So all those other ones that I was talking about are negative, so that's great.
Thanks, Robin. I know that's new numbers that just came in, so we were reporting the last numbers we had it, so that's a new number that just happened. With that, Dr. Fitzsimmons kind of talked about it, and that was one of my talking points, is still locally we're doing a great job, and we want to keep that up, and wearing your masks in public and keep that social distancing if you can. That's what's keeping us in such good shape, because some of our neighbors aren't doing so well, and like Dr. Fitzsimmons said, I was able to research it, and in the last 3 days, Fremont County has got 31 new cases, and Teton County is another one of our neighbors that keeps getting a rise, and in the last week, our 5 newest deaths in the state were out of Teton and Fremont County, so it's still very much around us, so you still need to be very careful. Just because we're doing so well, don't get that false sense of complacency and get yourself in trouble. I mean, we got to still do the right things to keep ourselves safe there. Another thing that's been coming up is some of the businesses, as they go through this reopening process. It is a process. It takes a little bit of time. It's not like a light switch effect. It doesn't just happen. As we're working through that process, these businesses are looking for advice and how they keep, you know, things clean and how they operate safely. So OSHA has released a lot of good guidelines on this. We tried to release it to the businesses early on, and another way we can get that to them, if you're a business, is to go to the subletwycovid.com website and go to the business tab, and there's a link to all those OSHA guidelines. So that's another good place to get those if you're a business looking for that guidance. So with that, that's all I had. I was going to open it up to some questions, and Dr. Fitz, the first one I think is probably for you. It's from Robert from the paper. He's asking if there's any discussion about opening libraries, public spaces like the PAC and the county offices yet.
Library, no. PAC, just one discussion so far, but I expect there to be more discussions on that this week. The county offices, yes. We've had some discussions on that, and I expect that that this week that we will have some changes there.
Perfect. Thank you. I'll leave it open for a couple more seconds to see if we get any more questions to come in before I let you guys go. But yeah, that's an ever-evolving process, and I know the county commissioners and the courthouse is looking at when it's safe to do that. And again, I don't believe that would be a light switch. That might be on a limited and growing, you know, on that. It takes some time. I got another question. It looks like, oh, maybe that's just a comment. All right. I guess I don't have any more questions popping up. Oh, except for now, I just got one from Melissa asking about when schools would be opening. Dr. Fitz, I know you on Friday kind of alluded to that, and the state's kind of open that up to each county and some, you know, leaving some questions in the air. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit? I think you're still on mute, Dr. Fitzsimmons. Sorry.
Sorry about that. Melissa, right now it looks like the state is probably going to kick that decision back to local school boards and local county health officers. I've had some preliminary talks with the superintendents, and there is going to be a school board meeting tonight that I expect that I'll be on. I don't know if that's open to the public, but it probably is somehow. And we're going to talk about that. I'm going to be really honest that I'm not in favor of opening the schools wholesale. There may be some students who have special needs for in-person instruction, such as children with special needs, especially the younger ones, where this remote learning is not really working much at all, and with projects or shop classes, and perhaps some things that we can do with the graduating classes. We're going to talk about that, but I'm not in favor of opening the schools wholesale, and there's a lot of reasons for that. For me, that's a step that occurs later in the process, but we'll see. The discussions on that are going to be this week, and I think we'll be able to tell you more by the end of the week.
Thanks, Dr. Fitzsimmons. I think that's a really helpful answer, and everybody's just looking for where we're going ahead, so that helps. Real quick, before I close, I am going to put in the comments the link to the website where the OSHA guidances are for businesses, and hopefully that helps the businesses find that. And I do have one last question from Leslie. What about opening daycares for non-essential workers? Do you have any input on that, Dr. Fitzsimmons?
Haven't really thought about that one. I'm sorry, I wish I had a better answer for you, but that is kind of hasn't really been quite on our radar yet.
Right. Another question from Bettina asking, she feels like we need people to still be wearing masks. Where can we get some? That's a hard one. Unless Dr. Fitz has another source, PPE is pretty limited and everybody's having a hard time getting it. So just keep trying to get it. I know the volunteer group is working really hard to sew masks and make homemade masks. So that's an option. You can email that sublet, COVID's email, and call the helpline, and they'll hook you up with some homemade masks if you need to. Ashley's asking.
You know, that was Travis. That was a question that came up in our incident command structure, and we didn't have an answer for it. We're not really equipped to kind of supply that ourselves, and you got to be careful looking around because there's a lot of entities that are selling masks and not all of them are above board. But we're hoping to be able to, within the next couple days, maybe be able to tell people where they might be able to get them. So, yeah, that's a question that has become much more important this week as we start talking about opening up the economy.
Perfect. Okay, Robin, there was a question about the daycares. Do you have any insight on that one?
Yeah, I do. So at the current moment, there's nothing from the state that says that if a business is going to be granted an exception that their child will be allowed to go to daycare. I have pushed it up the chain to our state nursing supervisor to look into that. But as of right now, nothing has changed, and that all has to come down from the state if that's going to be allowed for exception. So we're working on that. We understand that, you know, people are going to need childcare when they go back to work. But right now the daycares are under strict guidelines as well that they have to follow. So we are definitely looking into that because we know people are going to need it. So we don't have an answer yet, but we are working on finding the correct answer for that.
Perfect. Thanks, Robin. Ashley asked, when will VinChecks be back open? That's something that, as the sheriff's office, we're looking at this week and waiting to see what the governor says. But as we look forward, it may be an incremental thing also where we start doing maybe VIN inspections at your house and no contact to do the VIN and leave the sheet kind of thing going forward. We're unsure at this point, but we're still working on clarifying that process. And until, the courthouse lifts those restrictions. So we'll keep everybody posted with changes on that as well. But I'm not seeing any other questions. And I know, Dr. Fitzsimmons, you got to get back on the road. So we won't keep you any longer. And I appreciate you guys appearing today.
Thanks, Travis.
Thanks, Travis. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, and thank you very much, Travis. This is Bob at KPIN Radio.